I wasn't ready, you guys. Strewman here, the Four Outdoorsman. Thanks, Brandon. Yeah, I'll tell you what, we just got done listening to. Got to find him again.
Chad Johnson.
ChadJohnsonMusic.com. I'll tell you what, Chad Johnson and his group, five or six guys in here, and his lady friend were here. I'll tell you what, I'm going to say this again when they get in the car, because Chad Johnson and his group is really, really good on the Homegrown Show. Try to find these guys and listen to the Homegrown Show on the Bob Weekend Tab or something, and Chad Johnson Music is going to be on there. These guys are great. Thanks for being on the on 106.1 Bob FM. Strewman here, Lukey, Sam. How you guys doing, buddy?
Doing good. How are you?
I'm doing all right. You know, I've got that rash still, but
you look good.
I'll be all right. Yeah.
How you doing, Mark?
I'm doing great, guys.
Did not have as much fun as Marky did again this weekend with his family up at the cabin.
Yeah, another cabin weekend. You can feel the summer kind of winding down, can't you? It was kind of cool.
It really is, yeah.
Yeah, it's just a different feel. It's turned, you know, from the hot days to the cool days. But I'll tell you, being in a cabin with no AC, though, it's nice when it's 60 at night. That's for sure.
But let me ask you, we talked about this a little bit, and Mark is renting a cabin from his cousin in the Turtle Lake, Wisconsin area.
Yep.
And I know how much it is a month and all that. It's like belonging to a gym or having a boat, a yacht that you a slip at the St. Croix River. It's worth it if you use it all the time and utilize it.
Yep.
So this is like training wheels on a bike, I was telling Mark. Now that you know what you know about what it is owning a cabin and all this kind of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, you're thinking about jumping in with both feet?
Yeah, when I can afford it eventually, I'd like to get a cabin for sure. Right now with the kids, this happens to be a unique summer because sports are gone, right? So we don't have baseball, football, everything all the time. So we needed a place to go. So it's worked out great. And when the kids get older, I think it'd be more utilized, but, I like renting for now. I'll tell you that. I like renting. It's a lot of work though. It's another household to maintain. You know what I mean? I mean, you know that it's like, you gotta cut. You don't have to cut the lawn at your home, but
I don't cut the lawn at my home, and we live in a one-level twin home with an association. But you don't have to cut the lawn at the cabin.
No, I don't. But you still have to maintain it, weed whip, and
change
and
spark plugs.
Yeah, I feel like a man. I'm becoming a man now. Finally, last week I changed the oil in a four-wheeler. This year I changed the spark plug. It's like
two weeks ago you got your first callus.
Yeah,
it's been a great summer.
That's funny.
I'm slowly becoming a real boy.
Yeah.
I'm a real boy.
Let's talk fishing then. This is the time of year. It's kind of slow, I think, but how was fishing for you this weekend?
It slowed. I haven't been able to figure it out. We were on fire earlier in the year. Everything was shallow.
This lake is on fire.
Nick would catch 30 keeper bluegills off the dock every morning. We'd catch 10, 15 bass in an hour. It was just crazy. But things changed. The weeds grew up, and we haven't really tried going deeper too much. So last couple times, I haven't caught a whole lot of fish, but I got to find them. I need some advice. I need some someone write in and tell me where to find fish in August.
Rocket Man, Bob Cracy will take care of it. Invite him up there. He'll spend a day with you and give you some ideas.
I know. I got to go deeper. You know, the deep breaks, I'm sure they're schooling up a little bit deeper. But
how many acres is that lake?
260, I think.
So it's not massive. So
no,
how
massive.
Deep can it be?
35,
well,
36 feet.
Yeah, that's plenty.
Yeah.
No walleyes in there?
They have a walleye stocking club. They stock like 1,000 a year or something like that
on a
volunteer basis.
Yeah.
So I've never caught one there. They have to be in there somewhere, but I don't know.
Good for you.
I spend most of my time tubing and floating and swimming with the kids. That's about it.
It gets harder to fish because now you need to start focusing on hunting.
Yeah, yeah.
That's why the fish go away. They know hunting season.
I was asking Big Sam about trail cams. I've never had a trail cam, so he was telling me, tell me about what you're talking about outside, how that works.
Yeah, so obviously hunting's my number one. I love to fish, don't get me wrong, but when it comes to the outdoors.
That's your jam. That's why we hired you.
Right.
We need someone that could hunt.
Yeah, hunting is like, you guys won't hear me shut up from here until January 1st now.
Good, because next week, that's okay, because Mark's not going to be here. It's just you and me, and you talk all about hunting, all right?
Done. Trail cams have come a long way, right? You know, I remember back in the day, you'd buy a trail cam, and it was like a digital camera, you know, it was like 2 megabytes, you know, and then it got up
and
to
they were like
megapixels.
$2,000,
yeah, now it's like 350,000 megapixels. Like, but same thing with cameras. They just, the distance, you know, the trigger's gotten better, you know, the motion sensor's gotten further away. Well, now the big thing is cellular cameras. So instead of going out and changing cards, changing batteries, and not knowing until you take go home, put that memory card in the computer.
Which I wouldn't know how to do.
Right, I would help you.
Thank you.
There's YouTube.
Well, I guess, I got you. Yeah.
I just touched Drew's hand.
I got to know how to change the oil. How'd you find that? No, I'm just
YouTube.
Kidding.
YouTube.
Go ahead,
but,
Sam.
But now you set up a camera. Tacticam plug came out with these new cameras this year called the Reveal. Normal cellular cameras in the past 5-6 years have ranged anywhere from, you know, $250-$300 all the way up to $500 are the higher end ones. And a couple of them have gotten cheaper, you know, $199, $150, but they're not that great. Tacticam is taking the camera world by storm right now because they just came out with a $99 cellular camera that is awesome. Actually, on our Facebook page last week, I did a trail cam pick this post this week that you can see the picture on there. It's a $100 camera. You pay a little fee a month depending on how many cameras, but it literally, whenever it takes a picture, it sends it to your phone.
What is your definition?
Stu would never do this. So tell them how many cameras you own and how much it is a month. There's no way you would do this.
Yeah, that's what I'm curious about, because I want one for our cabin. I want to see raccoons at night and stuff.
So for
just get a Ring doorbell.
Yeah, I have those. No, but the Reveal, if you wanted that up at your cabin, the camera alone would cost you $99.
I can do that.
And then you can choose between if you want to get 250, 500, or unlimited photos a month.
All right. How about 100?
You can't. The lowest is 250.
Well, what if I want one? One? That's stupid.
It'll 250 is not that bad. It'll cost you $5 a month.
Oh, I could do that.
You can unlimited is like $11 or $12.
No, I would do 250 a month.
Sam has unlimited, and how many cameras are you running, Sam?
Six.
Wow. That's
that out at the place in East Bethel?
That and Mora. So
well,
the two properties.
Cruising around your property. Just
yeah. Watch out for
like
my
Yeti,
big deal. Watch out for my C4 tripwire.
I believe it.
Funny story on that. Speaking of trail cameras, you can switch them from photo to video, which is video is awesome because deer walks in front of it, you get a 15-second video. It's just really cool.
And that goes to yourself, what you're saying. Well, that for $5 a month, 100.
Yeah,
that really alone would be worth it. One of my favorite videos on YouTube is somebody set a camera up on like a log that crosses over like a creek, and he just left it. And like the variety of animals and things that used that log was just mind-blowing.
I've seen it. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Yeah.
So you can see, I can put some of these pictures up on the Facebook, but you just get...
On
our Facebook. did I say on the Facebook? Yeah. On the Facebook.
On the world.
Talking like Stru here.
www.facebook.
No, but it's just cool because one of my favorite videos on YouTube is this guy had a trespasser, like, and he couldn't catch him. So he put up cameras everywhere, and he literally put, like, tripwire that made something pop that was paint. And so this guy has a video on YouTube.
Was that guy Nam by any chance?
Yeah, I don't know. But you hear the guy, like, the thing goes off and it scares him, and he yells, you know, he swears and yells like, "What is it?" And then he's just covered in yellow paint. So he obviously the guy knows, and he came out there, he got the picture and found the guy with yellow paint on him and said,
funny.
"Stay off my property." But I'm a big camera guy too. One, it's a good way to watch your property. I know guys who buy them and just put them like on their driveway.
Well, that's for me. We have like an acre. Mark's been there in Chautauqua, Wisconsin, and for the first time in 33 years, give or take, we got broken into, sort of, and had a trailer stolen. Nothing critical. $500 trailer, $700 trailer. I'm not going to die, but I'd like to have a camera out there just to keep tabs on things.
There's actually
I can see if I get the cell phone at home.
Yeah.
Really? Well, that's worth
fighting. You could call the cops and say, "Hey, someone just left my property." Yeah. Or you put it right in the... They're so clear, you could put it at the right angle and get their license plate as they're going out.
Yeah, and in Barron County, it'll take 14 minutes for the cops to get there. This guy's not going to wait around, but it's still kind of fun.
Right.
So can you Zoom and things with those
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Like remotely?
No, I mean, they're not live.
Oh, okay.
They have to be triggered. They do sell...
But can you Zoom from your phone?
Yes. I can, I can Zoom in like a normal picture and... And the pictures you get on your phone are very, very good, high quality. But when you go and pull the card, they're even more high quality. It's just nice because I do it for, obviously, wildlife, but watching your property and, you know what's out there. And it's just kind of
cool. You get
alerts
when a picture's taken?
Yeah, a notification. It'll just say, like,
wow.
Tacticam. You know, I have them all named, all the cameras.
Oh,
so it's like,
oh God.
So what's the weirdest thing you've seen? Has anything been like
ever?
Yeah, well, no, just on your property. Yeah.
Oh. Ever? What time is it? No, on the new property?
Yeah.
No, I haven't had anything crazy. A lot of coyotes, some cool coyotes. We'll post this on our page too. I have a really cool picture of a fawn nursing.
Really?
Right there. Yes. That's cool.
It's really, really cool. It's the first time I've ever got something like that. I've gotten bucks fighting, which is awesome. I've gotten bear, you know, coyotes, fishers, you know, stuff like that. But that was a really cool one. It was the middle of a day. Beautiful, you know, my food plot was perfectly coming up. So they're standing in radishes and clovers, and the mom's eating some radishes, and little fawns literally nursing. I sent it. I was in Wyoming when I got that, and I sent it to Kirsten. And
you know,
like, that's
timing
cool.
is everything in this world. You guys, God works in funny ways. August 20th is our anniversary. She is going to be so excited.
Who?
My wife.
For a trail cam?
I'm getting her a trail cam.
After the show, I'll show you where you can get it.
Yeah, she's at the cabin all the time anyway.
Don't put it in the bedroom, Stu. Yeah.
I won't. Yeah.
Don't give him ideas, Mark.
Yeah. What's that green box in the corner? Yeah. Don't worry about it.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Move slowly. I only get 250 pictures.
Yeah. Okay, so it takes a picture.
Yeah.
Okay, so what if one person or one animal or something is in front of that camera back and forth?
So there
is it going to continually take pictures?
So you can set the settings. Oh, look at that. I just got a notification on my
phone.
Someone's
flicking you off?
Someone is on my camera.
Yeah.
You can.
What is it? We're dying here.
So you can set the camera here. I'll look this up as I'm talking. You can set the camera, the sensitivity. So I have like ultra sensitive.
Who's sensitive? Whether I'm sensitive or Diana's sensitive, what do you mean?
There's a couple deer walking right in front of the camera.
What are we doing here?
Right.
Can you shoot from it?
Yes, you can.
That's the next edition.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it's the next app.
So
yeah.
Get this. So hang on. Really, I answer this and I got one more follow-up thing. You can do the sensitivity. You can do a delay. So if it takes a picture, you can have it do it instantly again, or you can say wait 30 seconds.
Well, that makes sense to
me. Or wait a minute, or wait 5 minutes, or you want the sensitivity really low. To me, I do the unlimited, so I don't care how many pictures it takes. Like I mean, sometimes I get the tree moving and it'll take a picture.
Just having a wilderness photo shoot.
Yeah, exactly. Pope and Young and Boone and Crockett just released a statement this year. They say if you use a cellular camera to harvest a buck that would score Boone and Crockett, you're not allowed in the record book.
I agree with that.
Why?
I agree with that.
I think it's BS.
I agree with it. We're going to ask Rob Driesline at 640.
But they allow regular cams where you pull the thing.
Right. But here's the deal, though. Just because I have a cellular camera doesn't mean it's going to make me able to shoot the animal. I still have to draw back the bow or put the gun up. And it doesn't mean that it's out. You can't predict wildlife.
And that'd be like if you have a real nice boat, you can't fish in this tournament.
Yeah, you have every type of graphs and all that stuff. But
like,
that's
not going to put the fish in the boat.
It's 2020. Like,
right.
Like when Mark even out there, he's like, man, like you spend like $30 a month on them. I'm like, yeah, just think about if I have to have backup cards for all of them. So I have to drive there, switch cards, drive back. I probably wasted $15 in gas plus the cards. I feel like I'm ahead of the game. But yeah. I think it's BS because, like you said, it's 2020. People, they have make crossbows that you can shoot 120 yards. The type of ammo you use, the type of bow, no one's using a recurve. They're all compound bows that shoot 300 to 300 feet per second.
Where did you find this information from, Boone and Crockett? Or who
BooneandCrockett.com. I've always look at different stuff, and I just saw a new article.
That's going to change, I bet. I bet they're going to change that in a couple years.
I get the Outdoor Wire. Do you guys get that?
I do, yeah.
Do you get the Outdoor Wire?
I get the Outdoor News.
I'll set you up with the Outdoor Wire. It's
more money. It's going to cost me more money.
Free.
It's free.
Every morning you get it, and it's industry news, and then it goes state by state of like what's new. That's where I saw it. So Boone and Crockett stated, if you use a cellular camera to harvest a buck that scores enough to get into Boone and Crockett, you will not get in the record
book. How would they know that?
That's the thing, though. They can't prove it, first of all. And second of all, I think it's stupid just because – I mean, just because you have a cellular camera doesn't mean like unless you set up 20 of them where you okay every 20 yards. Like he's slowly walking.
I get it. But just because Brandon now has a conceal and carry license doesn't mean he's going to go with a gun, right?
Right.
True.
You can buy a guitar. So, it doesn't make you a musician.
Here's another thing.
Put that on a t-shirt.
As long as you turn it off when you're hunting, right? Like you don't, want to put one down the trail and then we'll tell you.
That's
coming.
A good question.
Yeah, for sure. But I mean, most of the time, what I personally do is when I set up cameras, I'll put them on a food plot, and my food plot's an acre and a half. So it's like, it's first of all, it's not always going to see the deer on the camera. And I do hunt those areas. It tells me where I want to hunt if the activity's there, but you can't predict wildlife. That's my argument to it. I can't predict if a 160-inch deer is going to come, because I tell you what, I've had plenty of them on camera that I've never seen in the day.
So I could have my phone on vibrate, take a nap, have the camera up trail, and then it would buzz my pocket when something's coming.
There you go. Well, sure. You got it all figured out already, man.
I just hunt by drone. That is the best way to do it.
That,
anyway,
to me, I wouldn't do.
Yeah.
Like that. That's probably their argument.
Right.
So, I mean, I could see that, but also I would probably fight it just because
my rule is if you didn't take the deer down with like a spear or your bare hands, it doesn't count.
That's true.
I think you should be a lobbyist for the MDHA, man, the Minnesota Deer Hunters Association. You could be the guy. Yeah, you could. In your spare time with five kids and all the stuff you do.
Four.
Hey, Mark's got something.
I got a couple shout-outs, and then we are going to our guest, Charlie Behrens, which I can't wait. But first shout-out here, thank you for everyone writing in. Craig Ruoff Jr. says, at the St. Cloud Rocks game with the family. That's awesome to go to actual live baseball. Corey Bechtold says, yep, my daughter Brooke has a hot hand today. Full report coming on the What's Working Now Facebook page. I got to ask Corey how to catch fish in August, apparently. And Bill Katz is playing with old boats. That's a great picture, Bill. Thanks for writing in. And that's all we got for now.
I've got one for the second segment, but I've got to find it on my cell phone. So
I have a quick one, if you don't mind. It's my niece's birthday today. So happy birthday, Emily. And, she's 15.
And she's listening right now.
Her dad probably is.
Cool.
Way to throw that out there. Like, if she's not listening, like, what, I don't have good followers?
Maybe you don't.
And she's a huge fan.
Yeah. She loves me.
So now, have you got photographs of the bear yet?
No, I haven't, but I'm baiting tomorrow. So
that's the first day you can bait? Tomorrow?
Saturday. Yesterday was.
Okay.
So
how long can you bait before the season starts?
So baiting started yesterday. Season starts September 1st. So you got
a couple
weeks.
Whatever it is. Are you restricted as to what you can bait with?
Yeah, there are some restrictions. I mean, the biggest thing is you can't have like a carcass. Like an animal with a carcass. Like, yeah. Some people do raw meat. I'm not a fan of it because if you don't get a bear on your bait right away, it can rot. And bear are like us. I mean, they're not going to go eat. Sometimes they sometimes will if they're really hungry. But if you have raw meat sitting on top of donuts, they're probably going to pick around it. Yeah. And then you're going to get maggots. I stick to trail mix. And
Jack's Lynx, beef jerky.
Yeah. No, I'm not hunting Bigfoot.
Oh, okay. Then my bad.
No, yeah, I stick to trail mix and, you know, butterscotch. They love butterscotch. They love the smell of beaver castor, which is wakes you up in the morning.
What is beaver castor?
It's a gland on a beaver, and it smells disgusting.
So who figured that out? You know, who figured this? They take this beaver apart and say, a bear would love this crap. I mean, they'd love this. Really?
Well, just because, you know, they follow them. You know, they track bears. They, you know, they know what they when they hibernate, what they look for, what they're doing. And
can I buy it at Walmart?
No, but you can definitely buy ground up beaver castor online.
Can you really? They deliver it with UPS and all that. Really?
Yeah, it comes in sealed. You want to be careful opening it. That's for dang sure.
Oh my God.
But yeah, I mean, I do trail mix. I mix it with like a caramel or a chocolate and make it tacky, and so they get it in their paws and they have to lick there. It's very tempting to eat the food when you're baiting.
I'm serious about this question. Since Mark and I are going to be taking advantage of you and utilizing your piece of property and hunting, what do we have to do to help you? I mean, can we go get stuff to bait and dump it in the pile or anything like that?
I thoroughly enjoy doing the work.
Getting away from five kids.
No, four kids. You
four
keep
kids.
Saying five. Is Kirsten pregnant?
He doesn't know about the fifth yet.
Kirsten, text me right now. I love doing it. I love the sense of accomplishment of going and, especially with a food plot even, like, you know, seeing the ground,
that's cool.
Tilling it up, having a crop come in and then seeing
and
wildlife.
And having your
eat
dopey
it.
Friend shoot it.
Yeah. No, you guys know that you guys are always more than welcome. I'm a party hunter. I get more satisfaction or same amount of satisfaction if you shot a big buck or a bear that I do.
We have a lot in common because I hunt parties all the time. I keep looking for them every Saturday. I'm hunting for a party. Going to be right back with Charlie Behrens, of course, Manitowoc Minute Guy. This is going to be a lot of fun. Stay tuned.
Missed part of Bob Outdoors? No problem. Just click on the Weekend tab at mybobcountry.com to listen back to the Four Outdoorsmen anytime.
Devil's Lake Tourism invites you to the wonderful world of the outdoors. Not only is there jumbo perch, there's fantastic walleye fishing with no slot limit and 10 in possession, and there's more. Plenty of hiking trails, world-class hunting, great eateries, hotels, even a nearby casino. There is literally something for everyone who loves the outdoors. You need to find out why Devil's Lake has been rated one of the top five fisheries in the United States. Bring your fishing rod, bring your family. Devil's Lake, North Dakota. If you don't know Power Lodge, you don't know Marine and Power Sports Dealers. Power Lodge in Ramsey, Onamia, and Brainerd has everything you need for the outdoors. ATVs, UTVs, sleds, bikes, golf carts, side-by-sides, and Alumacraft boats with, right now, the red tag sale that can save you up to $2,500. You got a trade-in? It's Power Lodge. You need service? That's Power Lodge. You need storage? Ask Lukey on that one. He stores his boat every year at Power Lodge. Got more questions? Go to powerlodge.com.
Right now, savings count more than ever. So what if you could unlock extra savings on any project? With an extra 5% off all eligible purchases using the Lowe's Advantage card, you can. From an extra $6 off sanding that deck, to saving another $75 on that new fridge. The extra savings make every project even better. Last year, cardholders saved over $300 million. Join them and start your next project with a Lowe's Advantage card. Subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store or lowes.com for details. U.S. only.
Shopping should be fun, but that's tough when you're worried about credit. At Aaron's, we make it quick and easy. Before you go, head to apply.aarons.com to discover your leasing power. You'll immediately know how much you're approved to lease to own. Just apply from your phone or computer, then visit your local Aaron's to shop top brands like Samsung and GE with the confidence of knowing you're already approved. Aaron's. Easy, beautiful, affordable. Approval is valid only at assigned store location. Not all stores participating. Approval is not guaranteed. Some restrictions apply.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts can help make your auto maintenance easier. So when your car isn't stopping like it used to, our professional parts people will help you find the brake parts and supplies to do the job right the first time. Right now, get 15% off a set of brake best pads and two rotors, plus O'Reilly Brake Cleaner, two for $5. Stop by or visit O'ReillyAuto.com today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your sleep number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number, proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. And now all beds are on sale. Save 50% on the Sleep Number 360 limited edition smart bed, plus special financing on all smart beds. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Total Country Bob FM.
Thank you very much, Brandon. Let's quit screwing around because we got a big shot on the show tonight on the Four Outdoorsmen. Charlie Behrens, the man from Manitowoc Minute. Welcome to the Four Outdoorsmen.
Oh, thanks for having me. Is that what am I a big shot?
You're a big shot, pal. I'll tell you what, it's fun because... I'm Steve Strusinski, Strew Manager. Brandon's behind the glass. Sam's next to me. Mark is next to him. And we've been doing this for 7 years. I gotta say this because, do you know who Jason Mitchell is?
Not well.
All right.
Personally.
No, that's okay because Jason Mitchell is a nationally known fisherman. He's got a television show every Saturday. And we've been doing the show for 7 years ago. And Mark has always been enthralled with Jason Mitchell. And the first time you met Jason Mitchell, Mark almost went to his knees. And that was, honestly, God. And that was his man love. I'll tell you what.
Charlie.
So all of a sudden, he kicks Jason Mitchell in the ass. And Charlie Behrens, you're Mark Lukey's new man love.
Hey, you had me at man love, okay? Let me just say that right now.
Charlie, the funny thing is, Strud really didn't know who you were. He doesn't browse Facebook or watch YouTube like we do.
I do a little bit.
But he's like, yeah, I got this comedian on I read about in the Chautauqua newspaper. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, Charlie Behrens. I'm like, get out. I'm like, Charlie Behrens, no way. So Strud didn't know who you were until you were highlighted.
Husbands of Target.
That's the best video.
I just, I just want to say that the best compliment of where I could be found is the shit text.
Now, hey, Charlie, now you're even with me because I had a big story about me being of the four outdoorsmen as a local guy, Chitek guy, doing a radio show, and all of a sudden you show up and you just take all my thunder.
Well, you know, I'm sorry for doing that, okay? Maybe next time you'll have some problems backing out a boat, and then I think that's what got it in there, wasn't it?
It had to be. Yeah. But Charlie, if Manitowoc Minute is a YouTube video thing, and Charlie's been doing it. How many years, Charlie?
A couple, two, 3 years.
You know, it has grown. It has blown up so quickly. I know you were a stand-up comedian in California and all those other kind of things. And all of a sudden, I know you live in Milwaukee now. But one of the videos he does, it's about all of his videos are 2, 3, 4, 5 minutes. They're all funny and just making fun of himself and Wisconsin and Minnesota. And you did a backup, you know, people screwing up backing up boats on one of your videos, and it happened to be at the Pakegum Inn on the Chitek chain. How did you end up going there?
Well, I'm from Wisconsin, obviously, yeah. And growing up, my grandparents always went to Chitek on my dad's side. They always went to Chitek. On my mom's side, we always went to Land O'Lakes. So my family went with my mom's side. My dad's side went with, my grandparents on my dad's side. I'm not explaining this well, but I'm getting to a point, I promise. So my grandpa would always talk about the fishing he would get up in Chitek. And my grandpa's a big perch fisherman. He was. He's passed away, but always a big perch fisherman. So I was trying to find a place that was in the general vicinity between me and Miles. Miles is the You Betcha guy. Mm-hmm. He's from North Dakota. So I was trying to find a relative place in between us where I knew we could do some pan fishing and, like, be guaranteed to catch, you know, a nice, you know, set of fish. And instead of Googling it, I just went off of, you know, what my grandpa told me about 10, 15 years ago, okay? So that I was being lazy is the bottom line of this story,
that's
okay?
Funny. Yeah. By the way, the You Betcha guy, I'm one of those guys that thought it was your cousin or what brother-in-law or something. I don't know who the hell he is. But,
Yeah, I don't know who the hell he is. No, Miles is a good guy. He and I just started talking about a year ago or so and then just started collaborating, and it's been a lot of fun. We always have a good time together.
Hey, since we do the four outdoorsmen, Mark, you want to say something right now?
Oh, no. I just, since I'm your fanboy, I just want to say thank you for making Wisconsin cool again.
When was it ever not cool, guy? Come on, what were our down years? I know the 80s, the Packers had a thing, okay? But jeepers, criminy, since 92, 93, we've been the talk of the town, I'll tell you that.
Don
right
Mikowski
now.
Was a little rough, but anyway, yeah. I grew up in Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, and we had a cabin in Mount Morris, and it's fun how you nail the area so well, right? Like, so I grew up there, I lived there. Moved to Minnesota, and everyone started making fun of me, of course, for all the things that I do. I didn't realize that people don't drink a gallon of brandy every week, and no one knew, you know, that you go out for a fish fry on Friday. You just do. So it's funny how you don't realize those little things about yourself until you move away, and you just nailed it. So,
you know, in a lot of ways, it's like a bluegill getting caught for the first time. You know, he has no idea that he lives in water until he just bites that piece of a worm on a blue jig and then gets pulled up there and he goes, you know, are you God? And he's talking to a guy in, you know, camo shirt and camo cargo shorts. God wears camel cargo shorts for any bluegill, you know.
That's so funny.
Just think about that.
So, Charlie, the fun thing, too, about you is, like, you were an actual serious journalist for a while, and you even got an Emmy and everything, and then you blow up like crazy when you start making fun of Wisconsinites, and I love that part.
Yeah, I know. Well, you know, that doesn't work with every state. I mean, you can't just but Wisconsin is a state that has never, historically, taken itself too seriously. It's a state, you know, and I've said this before, I mean, it's a state that wears cheeseheads to funerals and doesn't think twice about it. Yeah, I've seen a cheesehead at a funeral more than a couple times. I've seen a cheesehead on top of the coffin at a funeral more than once, okay? So,
That's funny. This
is the state we live in. We don't even take death seriously, you know?
I have worn camo boots to a wedding, my sister's wedding, actually. We all had duck boots.
You had your good camo on, your church camo, okay?
Two out of the three of us are wearing camel Crocs right now.
You know, those are very comfortable, I'll tell you that.
Yeah. Charlie, Sam here. So I got to ask you, do you actually hunt? Like, do you look forward to the fall? Do you actually go hunting?
Yeah, I do go. I mean, I'm more of a fisher than I am a hunter. And it's really not by, you know, not by design. It's just I haven't always gone hunting. I've done duck, pheasant, deer, obviously, turkey, you know. But I'm not good. I'm really not good. And what I would like to do this year is get good at bow hunting, because I always go bow hunting, but that's a sport that if you're gonna shoot, you know. And I usually go, I sit in the woods, and I, depending on the time, I fall asleep. But if you're gonna be good at that sport, you got to go practice a lot. And so that's what I'm gonna do. Actually, over the next few weeks, I'm gonna go try and get better at my shot, because you don't want to be a bad shot when you're bow hunting. You know, that's not fair to the animal necessarily. So, but it's not even fair to me. You know, if somebody sees me shoot, it's just embarrassing right now. So I'm going to try and work my way up on that, and then do well this year. But no, I go hunting every year. In some capacity or another.
That was a hell of a long answer, young man.
Well, I was trying to give you guys some backdrop. You know, first of all, I was out there fishing, you know, for an invite to teach me how to bow hunt.
Come on over.
There you go. Know? Yeah, tell you what, Charlie.
And also, I'm fishing for your brand deal. I'm trying to see what bows. Usually, at this point, if I do that, someone's like, "Well, you know, so and so's a sponsor here, and we'll get you a free bow sent to you." And a free target and the whole deal.
There you go.
Apparently that didn't happen.
Well, Charlie, you're from Wisconsin. If you don't shoot a Matthews, they're going to disown you.
I know. I got to get. I was actually doing a show in La Crosse, and they asked me to come over, and then I don't know what happened. They're out of La Crosse, aren't they? Or on Alaska somewhere?
Sparta.
Over there.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, they're in Sparta. Oh, mm-hmm. That wasn't that close. But anyway, it's driving distance, so well, I got to get over there.
On behalf of the Four Outdoorsmen, you're invited to come hunting with us at any time.
Thank you. And do I get a free new bow or no? Is that too much to ask?
No, you can get the bow yourself. Come here, we'll show you how to shoot it.
All right, sounds good.
We'll go catch some deers.
Okay, well, yeah. Cheapers, criminy, that sounds good. You know, I didn't want to be rude by asking for too much either, so I got to apologize for that now.
That's all right.
And since I'm, you know... I'll apologize at least three more times over the course of this interview, because
that's
the Midwest way, okay? So well, I apologize.
You show up in Minnesota. Sam's got he teaches conceal and carry classes. He's a bow hunter. And Mark drinks Keep Her Moving beer. So you got the whole crew here, pal.
Oh, there you go. That's pretty good. Yeah, it's a beer tasting beer. You know, that's what I always say about that beer. It's good.
Hey, we're talking about
the trick.
We're talking with Charlie. Charlie Barron's the creator of Manitowoc Minute. Obviously, you just started this a few years ago, but what is your background? Because I know you, I think you're a college guy. I know you did some journalism and stand-up comedy. How did it all evolve into this?
Yeah, so I started doing news in college, and I started working for MTV, actually. They had a rep in every state covering the 2008 election. I was covering Wisconsin, so that kind of got me into doing news. And then I majored in school, and then I went out to L.A., worked at a production company, and then used that time to put together a reel, which got me news, and then I went across the country doing news. I was in South Carolina, D.C., Dallas, and then back to L.A. I was doing red carpet reporting, which is the worst kind of reporting you can do. Red carpet reporting is the only thing where nobody on either side of the carpet wants to be there. The journalists don't want to be there. The actors don't want to be there. Everyone's just trying to get out of there. So I started doing stand-up at night for my sanity, and that's, you know, when I sort of reimagined my news days on stage as I always got told that I had an accent, but here I developed a character that, you know, didn't listen to anybody who told him he had an accent or was doing it wrong, rather doubled down on what they said he was doing wrong, and that's where the Manitowoc Man character came from.
Good for you. Brandon.
And there's another long answer.
Yeah, that's right. Brandon's got a
long answer.
Brandon's got a question for you.
Yeah, Stephen Avery, innocent or guilty?
Oh, jeez, Luis. You know, you had to go for it. Actually, you know, I think that, first of all, I have no idea. Like, in order to actually say that, I would have to
take a look at all the evidence. And.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, the whole thing's such a crapshoot. But I think the show, from a journalistic standpoint, the show clearly has some problems journalistically.
Yeah, a little bit of bias, a little bit.
Yeah. And I think that Manitowoc was known for that. And then part of the reason I think probably I had some success is that I called it the Manitowoc Minute. And it was, they were like, you know, can we take anything other than making a murderer? And then my thing came along and they were like, well, I did say anything. Okay, fine. We'll take it, you know? So I got no idea.
Fair enough.
That's awesome.
Hey, Charlie, where do you come up with all of your ideas? Are you making all the ideas? You're the guy who designs all of these shows, and they're all your ideas, or are you sharing ideas with other people who are involved?
Well, it depends on the video. I mean, I love the collaborative process. So, a lot of people I collaborate with, they may come up with the idea, or I come up with the idea. It's always a... I have an improv background, so there's a lot of room for improving in every situation.
Yeah.
So kind of coming up with jokes on the fly, but each one depends. But I've got a lot of people I've worked with, and sometimes they've come up with ideas. Sometimes some fans have come up with ideas. And if you pay attention to the credits at the end, I'll try, or absolutely will credit them if that was their idea. And cool. So there are a lot of fun ideas that just get submitted to me.
I'll tell you what, it's really funny. We've seen almost all of these things, I'm sure, but what, like the Target Husbands, if that was the name of that one, if you guys want to laugh, it's like guys by accident meeting in the parking lot at Target, and the wives are shopping. Eventually they become a big group, and they have big screen TVs. They're playing poker.
Group, yeah.
It's funnier than hell.
And there's a wives version, right?
I have not seen the wives version, but that would be hilarious, like Wives of Fleet Farm or something like that.
Yeah. Nice plug there, Charlie.
Yeah, I know. My buddy, actually, Taylor, came up with that idea, and he told that to us. He called all of us and was pitching us on it, and I was like, okay, this could work. And then it just really came together. We did some improvising, but he really brought that thing together. So, and we almost got kicked out of Target twice. So
I'm sure of that.
Yeah. I mean, when you're parked in Target all day doing the stuff we were doing, you're going to get asked to leave. You know, the trick is you have to not oblige.
Well, that's the corporate problem though right now, because that was a great commercial for Target.
Yeah.
Better than any commercial that their marketing team put together, I bet. You know, I think about those viral YouTube videos. That's the future of advertising and stuff. That's you get the big sponsor, like whether you're Mr. Beast or Charlie Behrens. You know, you can get a lot of attention on the YouTube.
Oh, definitely. Yeah. You know, the problem is when you go straight through Target, I'm sure that you have. Sometimes the beast is so big because they'll have creative input.
Right.
And so to keep it independently.
That's why you just got to do it yourself like you guys did. Put it out and be like, there it is.
And ask for permission.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Mark. Mark's got a question. Go ahead, Mark.
Well, I have more of a statement. I love that you collaborate with other guys from the Midwest. And, you know, they had the Rat Pack in the 60s and the Brat Pack in the 80s with Charlie Sheen and everyone. How come you guys aren't the Brat Pack?
That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
Wow. I saw where you were leading up to with that. I was like, what's he going to pick? What starts with a B? And I didn't quite get to Brat before you landed it. I really appreciate that.
That's
solid.
Thanks.
Hey, Charlie, one of the things that you did, and I tell you, this is creative, because obviously you have an athletic background, and you're water skiing while drinking a Liney's beer is classic. And of course, it's don't try this at home. Oh, don't try this.
Oh, we all have.
Yeah, don't try. No. Charlie was doing it all. And I think did you drop a ski? I don't know if you dropped a ski or not. I thought that was wonderful.
I dropped a ski.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. But you have a big skiing background, obviously, right?
Well, I certainly can ski. I mean, I've been skiing since I was 6 and, drinking while skiing since I was 8. So, you know, that's a joke. If my mom was saying, but, No, I've been skiing. Just I guess since I was, like, my uncle skied, and then they would always, like, let me try. We would go up north once a year, and somebody would usually get a rental of some sort.
Yeah.
You know, you kind of go off the skis that you got hanging around there. But, yeah, I was fortunate to start at a young age, you know.
Charlie, I'm so excited for your success, and I hope it keeps going because there's the ideas are endless here, and you're just having a lot of fun having fun. You're making a living having fun, and that's the name of the game. And I'll tell you, and you're married to a Miss Wisconsin, I believe, something like that.
Yeah,
now Mrs.
Mrs. Wisconsin. But anyway, so good for you. I'll tell you what, Charlie, we're going to let you go. We got another guest coming up at a few minutes here, but that's Charlie Behrens, Manitowoc Minute. I'll tell you what, we're going to keep on following you. We'll spread the word for you. And, man, just keep on going. Thanks for being on the 4 Outdoorsman.
Thank you, guys. This was a blast. Take care now.
Keep laughing, buddy. Keep her moving.
All right. Hey, tell your folks I say hi, okay?
Goodbye, Charlie. We'll be right back with Rob Dreisline, Outdoor News, talking about a whole bunch of stuff. Thanks. You want to be socially distant? Well, Devil's Lake has nearly 170,000 acres. It's been rated one of the top 5 fisheries in all of the United States, and for good reasons. Yep, the fishing itself is Devil's Lake's biggest lure. You get that? But what also keeps bringing vacationers back are the friendly people, the service, the hotels, the restaurants, the outdoor opportunities, the city itself. Hey, trust Struman on this one. Bring your fishing rod. Bring your family. Devil's Lake, North Dakota.
If you happen to drive by the Bob FM studios on Sunday night, you might notice a sweet new Ram 1500 sitting in the parking lot. Yep, that baby's mine, and I got it from McKay's Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Waite Park. Sam here for my friends at McKay's. Ram trucks are built for the outdoorsman like me and my family, and there's no better place to get yours than McKay's. Visit McKay's in Waite Park just west of St. Cloud or shop online at McKaysDodge.com. Even my family loves it.
We love McKay's.
Corey King and his crew at Power Lodge would love to show you how they work. Since 1998, Power Lodge has been one of the most successful marine and power sports dealers in the state of Minnesota for a lot of reasons. Great inventory, competitive pricing, experienced and knowledgeable staff, great service. Whether you're looking for an ATV, a snowmobile, a motorcycle, UTV, a Lumacraft boat, Power Lodge stocks, sells, and services them all. Power Lodge is in Ramsey, Onamia, and Brainerd, and check out the Today's Hot Deals tab on their website, powerlodge.com.
Get a $100 gift card for only $50 at dealsonradio.com for a trade, upgrade, or repair to your smartphone or computer at Device Pit Stop in Maple Grove.
Deals on Radio. Deals on Radio.
It's Neil here for Blue Sky Services. These are the folks that have been out to my house to clean my windows inside and out, my screens, and my siding. Book an August appointment and save $100 off a job of $350 or more. Getting your siding done usually starts at about $350. But again, in August, make it $250. What a deal from Blue Sky Services. You need to book your appointment today. Go to blueskyservices.com. You'll be satisfied like I was when you work with Blue Sky Services.
Total Country Bob FM.
I've got an apology. To make. Rob Dreisline is on the line with the Outdoor News. Of course, it's my outdoor Bible, and I unfortunately made a mistake and told Rob he was going to be on at 6:20. And thanks for being patient, young man. Thanks for being patient.
No problem at all.
Now I listen to your podcast regularly as well, and you never make mistakes.
Oh, no, well, it's recorded, so I can edit them all out, man.
How have you been?
Really well, yeah. But we took our oldest son back to Northfield for his senior year today. So, you know, it's a little sad. He was home for 5 months, you know, because they sent him home early. They had school online for the last couple months of the semester, so it was a nice run with him.
What is Northfield? Is that Gustavus? What's down there?
St. Olaf and Gustavus. St. Olaf and Carlton. St. Olaf.
You know, I went to Hamline University and played baseball, so I had a chance to travel around the state and all this kind of stuff. And when I went down to St. Olaf and Gustavus and Carlton, and I just fell in love with the area down there. It was gorgeous. And you come back to the city. You know what I'm talking about? Hamline's a great school. It did well. But I'll tell you, that's a nice part of the state down there.
You bet. Yeah, it's a real nice little town. Yeah.
What's new with you, buddy? We haven't talked to you for a while.
Yeah, gosh. We're still chugging along. We're all, you know, trying to still trying to adjust to, I guess, this new normal and move on. I had a great Boundary Waters trip. I took a neighbor kid and my three sons about 3 weeks ago, and now all the dads are, I bumped into a bunch of them at a graduation get-together. We were all socially distancing, but they were like, Rob, you got to take us. So I was like, okay, guys. So I'm maybe trying to organize a Boundary Waters trip for September, maybe do a little grouse hunting.
You know, I'll tell you, I didn't know you could grouse hunt in the Boundary Waters.
Sure. Yeah, you can hunt in the Boundary Waters. I hunted up there back when that season existed. You can grouse hunt. I grouse hunted up there last fall.
Well, good for you. I'll tell you what, we have the Hunt Shack up in Ely, Minnesota, and the Boundary Waters have been, I suppose, 15 times at least in my life. And there's something else that there again, once you do it, you are spoiled for the rest of your life. But now that I'm 69, I'll be 69 in a month. Everything changes because it's a lot of work, man. It's a lot of work.
I know. Yeah. I know. I took four boys up there, and it's a ton of work. Yeah. But it's worth it to see them light up and have a great experience.
And they had no mosquitoes or anything like that? No flies?
We had a lot of mosquitoes. I wouldn't say it was the worst I've ever seen, but they were definitely bad up there this year. And I'm hoping by late September, early October, obviously. That's what's so great about a trip then is that the bugs are pretty much gone. Yeah.
Hey, we're talking with Rob Dreisland of the Outdoor News. We lean on him a couple of times a year because he's totally involved. His finger's on the pulse 24 hours a day, 12 months a year in the outdoors industry. And right now, we're talking about APR. And I read it in the Outdoor News. I knew what was coming as it was happening. What I don't understand why they are canceling the antler point restrictions. And it's only been included in, how many years? Before.
It started in 2010.
Okay.
Yeah, no one's really talking about it anymore other than me. I mean, I wrote that column last week kind of as a sad farewell to it because I watched the whole process unfold. I mean, people first started talking about trying to improve the quality of the herd, buck deer herd down in the southeast back in the late 90s.
Right.
They ran into a lot of DNR opposition early. Gradually it came around. Lou Cornicelli came around and was open to it. And it was kind of a nice... It was a little touch of democracy, right? I mean, as it unfolded, it was a taste of democracy as this thing was created, and it did come along in 2010. And what happens, Drew, was it's ultimately a regulation that promotes big bucks, right, and lets big bucks live a little longer. And that's not necessarily compatible with chronic waste disease management because bucks are the guys that are cruising the ridgelines. They're moving all over the place, right? They're breeding multiple does. They're covering a lot of ground. They're covering multiple townships. So the research has shown that big bucks are the guys that tend to be more likely to spread CWD. So when you've got a CWD management zone, you can't really have a reg that promotes big bucks. And that's why the DNR has said we've got to eliminate APR management in the southeast.
You know, I don't understand how they can prove that, but obviously there must be some reasons. You know, for listeners who don't know anything about APR, explain exactly what the antler point restrictions are.
So when the whole process started in the southeast, they originally wanted to move the 3A season back a couple weeks out of the rut so that not as many dumb rutting bucks were getting shot during the 3A season, during the heart of the rut. That didn't go over real well. Nobody really liked that. Long story. But basically, they settled on APR, antler point restrictions, that said if a buck goes under your stand, it's got to have at least 4 points on one side for you to shoot it. Again, okay. This was just for Zone 3, the southeast portion of the state. It didn't apply to kids. So, you know, a new young hunter, if he had a four-corn go by, he could still take that buck that could be his first deer. But it absolutely worked. Within a few years, we were seeing the quality of deer get bigger, you know, of antlers, right? There were bigger bucks.
Yeah, it makes sense. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it worked. And, I mean, I wrote a column in 2017 after checking it down at a check station one opening weekend. And without no hyperbole here, guys, it was trailer load after trailer load of big buck coming through. And everybody was coming through. People who used to oppose APR were saying, we love this. And then, like a month later, we found out there was CWD down there, and it all came crashing down.
Go ahead, Sam.
Hey, Rob, do you think once this, hopefully when the CWD, you know, we get a grasp on that or it goes away, do you think APR would ever go statewide?
Okay, well, a couple things there. I'm very pessimistic that we're ever going to, quote unquote, get a handle on CWD. I've interviewed researchers out in Colorado where, you know, there's a prion a research facility, and they're all skeptical. They don't see any light at the end of the tunnel. I hope I'm wrong, but let's say I am wrong, and eventually we get the CWD under control, maybe even eliminate it, right? We find a vaccine for CWD. There was opposition, strong opposition to this in the Southeast early. They did it on a trial basis, and it eventually came around. I know people in other parts of the state who like the idea, who would love to see it, especially maybe central Minnesota. But I don't know. I think there'd also be some pretty strong opposition in the traditional deer camp range where you're not going to tell me what I can shoot. Heck, I had a letter to the editor in this week's paper who was like, what are you complaining about, Teresa? Why are you sad about this? We can do it on our own. It's like, you know, you won. It doesn't even exist anymore, and you guys are still mad.
I saw that too, yeah.
Yeah, and I love letters to the editor, don't get me wrong. But that said, I don't think there's any doubt. People saw how well this thing was working in the Southeast, and I definitely found more public interest in maybe taking it statewide. I wouldn't rule it out.
Yeah, my guess is it's going to be a couple of years if they try to corral or control CWD, and if it does drop down there in the section you're talking about, maybe the APR would be put back in. But so this is going to be it's going to be dead for a couple of years, maybe forever, right?
Yeah, it's going to be dead. The northern part of Zone 3, they've only found this one CWD, and if that turns out to be a fluke, and in 3 years they've said potentially it could come back there. Yeah. Okay.
Hey, you talked about Luke Cornicelli, and he's been on the show a number of times, and I'm a fan of this guy, and I don't know how long he's been with the DNR. I think he was 10, 12 years, give or take, or
Eight,
something
he was
like
18,
that.
18 years.
18 years, and he just retired. Not retired, he resigned. Luke Cornicelli was wildlife research manager. He was he was a big influence in CWD research and whatnot, head of the big game program. You know, and all I've read is that, okay, he decided to resign for personal reasons. Is there something you can share as to why he would resign?
Yeah, I don't want to go into a lot of detail, but it's well documented. Dennis Anderson did a long piece of them last year about Blue's wife did pass away at a fairly young age. She was in her mid-40s last year, last November. Very sad. Cancer took her son. Like, she was just an absolutely wonderful, wonderful person, so it was very sad. So I know Lou's, that's been hard. I don't know much else beyond that. I know that's a stressful job.
You bet.
You're getting your butt kicked all the time by deer hunters who think you're doing a bad job, even though I will flat out say it, Lou was one of the top two or three or maybe just the number one deer big game guy in the country. We were very, very lucky to have him, and I think there's a lot of people that are going to really, not understand how good we had it with Luke Cornicelli in this state. He did a bang-up job explaining issues. He talked straight. He'd come on radio shows. He'd answer the public's questions face-to-face. He came to our Deer and Turkey Classic just about every year and addressed the crowd. Lou's one of my favorite people in natural resources anywhere, and I'm very, very sad to see him leave the agency.
You know, one of the things you said about him was, he would meet people, be face-to-face. He was a straight shooter. And I was just going to say, he communicated well, and he was he was very open. He was receptive to the good and the bad comments. And he said, this is what it is. And I had a lot of respect for him based on the information we had from our radio show.
Right. And, we talked about APR in the early days. I would interview DNR people, some of the old-timers, about antelope point restrictions or whatever to try to improve the quality of the bucks down in the Southeast. And they just shake their head at me. I'm not joking. They just look at me, Rob, it's not going to happen. But, and Lou came in, and some of these old guys retired, and it just opened up a new way of thinking. And I really appreciate that about Lou.
I was asking you this afternoon when you agreed to be on. That might have been yesterday when we talked, but I said, anything else you want to talk about and any things that are current right now? And you mentioned that Trump withdrew William Perry Penley's nomination for the head of the Bureau of Land. That's a good thing for us, right? That's a good thing for us.
This Penley guy had been, he pretty much led agencies and nonprofits or organizations for years that were, their mission was basically to eliminate public lands. So it was, we were all disheartened when the Trump administration wanted to make this guy the head of the Bureau of Land Management, one of the largest public land agencies in the world. And it was completely out of the blue, guys. I'm still curious how the story broke, but Outdoor Life reported this. I thought at 6 a.m. I checked my phone yesterday morning. I think it was posted around midnight Friday. So congratulations to Outdoor Life getting the story. We'll have a piece in this week's paper. But, yeah, pretty big news break for Outdoor Life.
Is that a nominated position, or is it just a position that is given to somebody by the president?
Yeah, no, that's appointed. But I think it has to be approved by the Senate. And it's my understanding that there were some senators, especially out west, who were in some tough re-election fights who were not real interested in having to vote for the guy. I saw an NPR story today that pretty much said that. So that may have played a role. Trump's working hard to try to, you know, help elect a couple of Western senators. That's, they said that's one reason this Land and Water Conservation Fund.
You know, it's amazing that some guy who's an advocate of selling federal lands even gets put into a position in the United States of America. I just don't understand it. What a country, man. What a country. Hey, Sam's got a question. We were talking about trail cameras today, just now in the first part of the show. Yes, you were.
I know.
All right, joking. Sam's got something to talk. Go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to get your opinion on this, Rob.
Sure.
So, on, you know, cellular cameras are a big thing nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
What's your opinion on Boone and Crockett not allowing an entry when there's been use of cellular cameras?
So I don't know the specifically. Are they saying at all? I mean, it.
Yes, they say if they have. I don't know how they prove it, but they came out and said if a Boone and Crockett scored buck, they will not allow the entry into the record book if cellular cameras were used.
Okay, well, that's good. And that, by the way, that's illegal in the state of Minnesota too, guys. So you can use a cellular trail camera to take pictures of animals and have them sent to your phone. You can't be sitting in your house and have a trail cam shot sent to your phone on, maybe it's on a ridgeline or something, and say, by golly, that deer's heading west right now. I got another stand 300 yards west of where this picture was taken. I'm going to get out there and intercept it. You
right.
do that, that's illegal.
Yep,
that is illegal in the state of Minnesota. It's unethical, and I'm glad BNC is saying we're not going to allow you to enter that. Now, BNC is saying on Tuesday, a trail cam using cellular phone took a picture of a deer, and you shot it legally in the same vicinity a week later. That would strike me as ridiculous. So I need to understand the details.
Okay, yeah. So we're kind of on the same page, though. Like, we were talking about that. You can't line them up along a trail and say, okay, here he comes.
Right, and that's not, guys, I wrote a column along that line the first time I heard about cellular trail cams. I bet it's 5-6 years ago. So I, but the technology is improving quick, you know, rapidly, of course.
Hey, Rob, I got to ask you about, I want to ask you about the outdoor news. You know, you are so, you have to be timely. This goes out every week, and it's 25 pages sometimes, whatever it is, and there's something timely, current on every page. How many people are involved in the outdoor news getting this publication put together, and how has COVID affected your publication?
In terms of the news team, it's, you know, Tim Spielman's the editor of the Minnesota title, Hot of Air Assurance's assistant. I contribute a fair amount too. You know, we've got 7 titles, so I manage the whole work. So you get, yeah, kind of 2.5 editorial people devoted to it. Then you got a whole bunch of freelancers, right? Most of them tend to be tackle and technique guys, but we have a few news people who jump in too. So far, we've been able to maintain our whole staff. Now, certainly advertising has been down a bit in 2020. All media is facing that. But we're going strong, and the publisher's writing a column this week about that exact topic in this week's print edition of Outdoor News.
That's really interesting because, you know, without the Outdoor News, and I say it all the time, and I'm trying to kiss the backside, but I really think that everything you do with the Outdoor News is the best reading I've ever had, and to expect it every week and have an hour and a half of learning more about the outdoors in the state of Minnesota, hunting and fishing, everything else involved, because you guys has been really, really a thrill for me. It's even if I ever, when I leave this show, I'll never leave Outdoor News. So you guys do a hell of a job, and we really appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Stu. Yeah, I like to say we try to put together a paper with news you can't find anywhere else.
Hey, we're going to wrap it up. You bet. I tell you, Rob Dreisling, the Outdoor News, and thank you very much for being on the show. We'll lean on you. And next time I call you, it'll be the right time. It won't be 6:20. It'll be 6:40.
No problem.
Rob, take care of yourself, and say hi to Tim, would you?
See you later, guys.
You bet. Bye-bye. The man knows his stuff. I'll tell you what, the man knows his stuff. Boy, thanks to Rob Dreisling. He's the managing editor of the Outdoor News. And Mark's new man, Love.
Yeah. Charlie Behrens, thank you for coming on. And thank you for Power Lodge. They just signed on with us for another year. Power Lodge is a great place to go for your boat. Why don't you go to Power Lodge, then get outside and make some memories.